Hello and welcome to the first official episode of Cottage Corner with Marie. Seeing as how this is a brand new venture, I just wanted to start with a little summary of what exactly this podcast is about. So, I've been on the fence about doing this, but then I remembered that even if no one listens, this will be a fun opportunity for me to just try something new. So, here it goes. This podcast is inspired by the cottagecore craze that has emerged, or should I say, re-emerged, thanks to TikTok. And as an English major who loves to make tea, surrounds herself with plants, and is a 70-year-old in a 20-year-old's body, it's probably no surprise that I've hopped on the bandwagon real quick. I mean, honestly, I didn't hop on the bandwagon so much as I looked around me, saw that everything I loved was attached to the wagon, followed my favorite creators aboard, and then eventually asked, like, what the wagon was about 2 months into the trip. Trip? How long were wagon trips back then? I don't know. Clearly, I'm not a real cottagecore member since I know nothing about old-fashioned things like wagons. Anyways, I plan to use this space as a sort of celebration and exploration of this cottagecore culture that's taken over my For You page on TikTok. In fact, I actually discovered there are some pretty interesting subcultures and historical factors that influence cottagecore as well, and I'd love to learn more about those alongside my fellow listeners. So, to start the episode off, we're going to usually make a cup of coffee or tea with me, and we'll get right into the cottage catch-up before moving on to the topic of the day. Instead of using today's cottage catch-up to talk about the latest cottage developments, I'm actually just going to make some tea with y'all and take some time to describe what my personal background and setup is in this moment, and what I'm drinking this morning. So it is currently a rainy day in New York. I am sitting here all bundled up on the couch with a blanket and some hot tea. Now that my introduction is out of the way and we've kind of got the vibe of the cottage catch-up, at least for today, let's start with a brief intro to cottagecore. If you clicked on this podcast, you're probably pretty familiar, and here's a brief recap just in case you're not. The concept of cottagecore is said to have originated from TikTok, but before then, it actually was present on Tumblr. I think it's really interesting, as somebody that used to use Tumblr, you know, kind of like middle school through junior high school, the way that the different like cultures on Tumblr have kind of transitioned to TikTok, because sure, you know, we have like the mainstream TikTok of like trends like renegade dance and things like that, which are more like, you know, stereotypical, I don't know, like at a public high school, anybody would be doing that stuff. But then you have alternative TikTok or alt talk, which I think is where the majority of the people coming from Tumblr are actually located on the app. So if you're unfamiliar with the origins of the idea of cottagecore on Tumblr originally, I can give a brief summary about what that looks like on the platform like TikTok. So there are major themes that kind of crop up. But I think one of the main ideas of cottagecore is this idealization of the simple life, which appears often in different media and cultures throughout history, which I think, you know, maybe people don't realize how common and like enduring this idea is. But for example, the entire transcendentalism movement revolves around an approach to life that often appears similar to the themes and overlaps with the themes that are the basis of cottagecore style. So just to cover a few of the major themes of cottagecore, we have farms and farming. So like I said, the simple life is idealized in this idea of cottagecore. So you see a lot of like photos of people working in a garden, living in a cottage, somewhere in like the middle of nowhere or in the middle of the woods. A lot of like because you're located in the middle of the woods, a lot of emphasis is placed on activities that are like crafting your own soaps or candles, just kind of that self-sustaining lifestyle that doesn't focus too much on materialism, but at the same time, I do think the aesthetic of cottagecore is kind of rooted in a different kind of materialism as well. But moving on to the next category, we have home and garden. So this is definitely, like I said, you know, a strong domestic theme within cottagecore, because it is centered around the simple life and you're kind of manufacturing every part of that life yourself. That includes food and your home. So there's so many like baking videos as well, which is the next topic. So like you might be baking a lot, but you're going to be using a lot of ingredients that you can find in your own personal garden. So on TikTok, for example, you will see a lot of baking related videos. It's just like really pleasing to watch, kind of like those like soap cutting videos or like paint mixing videos that are just like nice to watch, like visually pleasing. And honestly, the baking videos on TikTok that are like under the cottagecore theme really do kind of fit with the same like visually pleasing effects. And you know, much like in advertisements on TV, there are like filters, like sparkles and like color filters that are often overlaid on these images of the things that are being baked so that it is like especially visually pleasing. Same goes for like gardens and things like that. You know, there's this kind of rose-tinted glass filter over the whole life, because I have also seen the side of TikTok, cottagecore TikTok, that features people saying like, hey, before you decide to quit your job and move to the woods and a cottage, you should probably know that it's not all like fun and games. It does take a lot of work. And it is a commitment. It is something that you should think seriously about, which I think is an important message for people like me who like love the idea of it. But I think I probably am going to be doing better in my current situation, living in an apartment in Manhattan. I don't know if I have the motivation and energy to sustain myself on everything that I'm like creating and cultivating through physical labor. So kind of carrying on with this idea of, you know, the filters, everything that makes the cottagecore lifestyle visually seem like a sort of fantasy, like dream world, we have the fashion as well. And I find cottagecore fashion especially interesting because you can see like influences from different eras or like time periods. I was trying to nail down earlier, like exactly what period I think that influences these dresses, but it's actually kind of hard to tell because, you know, there's some stuff that feels like it could fit with the 20th century 1900s, but then at the same time I also have noticed that like it goes all the way back to like Regency era dresses. You know, I some of the dresses that I've seen really give me strong vibes of like Little House on the Prairie. Like when I was younger, back in Arkansas, in elementary school, I had to perform in a play that was, like, as if I was, like, a girl living on the prairie in Arkansas or whatever. I don't even know. But my aunt ended up, like, making me, like, a homemade dress for it. And, like, looking back now, the dress that she made me for that is, like, exactly, like, the epitome of cottagecore style, like, fashion. And, like, fashion extends to various different areas, you know, it's not just dresses, but also earrings and corsets, again, with the whole, like, it's not even vintage, I would go so far as to say antique, because it's, like, if it goes all the way back to, like, Regency era and, like, New World America, like, yeah, it's definitely antique. Same with earrings, although the earrings are interesting, because the earrings don't necessarily fit with, like, that typical, like, antique style, you know, they're actually more funky. There are a lot of earrings that are like common household objects. Again, hand making your own things is a big theme in cottagecore. But you know, a lot of these earrings are like hand painted little mushrooms and like frogs and like anything really related to nature, which makes sense because nature is a huge theme in cottagecore. Which is why you see a lot of like plants and like mushrooms and vegetables, flowers, things of that nature, lol. No, but yeah, and then this is also transitions really well into the next theme, which is more like an overlap kind of thing. But you know, the funky earrings, some of you might already know where this is going, but there's a strong part of cottagecore that's fueled by like people that identify as like lesbian, WLW, Wulwa. I honestly don't even know, like, I've read this word or this term so many times, and I still have no idea how I'm supposed to be pronouncing it. I just don't pronounce it out loud. But you could also say like sapphic or just generally queer identities found within this cottagecore community, which is absolutely wonderful. I think it makes me feel like, I think that's part of why I'm drawn to it as well, because, you know, it just makes me feel very safe and accepted. But I will say, I think the funky earrings, maybe, you know, it doesn't fit with the antique aesthetic of cottagecore, but I think maybe it's actually this like influx of this queer community bringing in that style, because it's just like a signature at this point. And from here, there are several other subcultures within, or I guess like branching off from cottagecore, that I could totally talk about, but because I don't want to make this episode too long, I can save that information for other episodes, because I do think it might warrant like a full deep dive into things such as like goblin core, which is something that I am absolutely like, I truly don't know exactly what it is, and I'm definitely open to learning more about it. But yeah, I really am looking forward to kind of exploring that a little bit more. But also, you know, now that I've kind of cleared up all of the themes for you guys, I do want to kind of like share recipes and, you know, my progress with my own personal like gardening, which is especially difficult because I, as I've said, am in an apartment in the middle of Manhattan. So, you know, right now my garden per se is like, the extent of it is just a devil's ivy plant that, you know, oscillates between seconds from death and just like weirdly doing super well. Right now it's actually doing really well. But I am interested in growing some herbs, so hopefully I can get some rosemary and basil, possibly lavender, although I've heard you kind of need like a big pot, like a lot of like a good amount of space to grow that. And you know, I had some at my home back in Arkansas, and I know how wild it can grow, and I just don't want to like get overwhelmed by it, but we will see how that goes. All right, so this has been the first official episode of Cottage Corner. Thank you so much for listening and supporting. I hope to see you on the next episode, where I'm not sure what we'll be talking about, but it's definitely going to be cottagecore themed, so hopefully you are looking forward to it. I hope you have a great day, and bye!